I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a roundtable discussion featuring three of the architects most responsible for some of the edifices we've been celebrating during the show. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Wednesday, Pat Summitt officially stepped down from her head coaching position at the University of Tennessee. She had coached women's basketball there for 38 years. Which do you find more impressive, her 8 national titles and record 1,098 wins, or the fact that 74 of her former players, assistants, or managers are now coaching college basketball?
That's really quite a family tree. I think the single most impressive thing was her bravely announcing that she has early onset Alzheimer's and coaching another season with it anyway.
I know that college basketball is all about recruiting and turnover is to be expected, but were you surprised at the extent of the turnover among the members of this year's NCAA champion men's team at Kentucky?
Well, I feel really bad for Kyle Wiltshire, who is also a freshman, is the only one of a 7-man rotation who's going to be back the first day of practice next year. The entire starting five plus some subs left. And this is the way they're going to do business at the University of Kentucky from now on.
We are moving into the very end of the regular season in the NBA, Charlie, and it's hard times for Dwight Howard.
Yeah, Dwight is probably the most famous of this kind of frenzied spate of injuries towards the end of the season. This, of course, obviously puts Orlando out of any serious NBA title contention, if they were ever in any serious NBA title contention. But it also really puts a damper on the offseason free agency. He's committed to staying in Orlando, blah, blah, blah. Everybody in the league knows he wants out of there. Now he's damaged goods. That makes it a far more interesting transaction than it was before.
The Indianapolis Colts informed Andrew Luck this week that he would be the beneficiary of their number one pick in next week's NFL draft. It's not exactly news, is it?
No, not at all. And neither is the fact that Washington will pick Robert Griffin III as the second pick. One of the ways you know why these are solid rumors is that they're already starting to leak things about people having, you know, less arm strength than we thought and character issues and stuff like that.
On Tuesday, Phoenix Coyotes ruffian Rafi Torres ran the Blackhawks' Marian Hossa, resulting in Hossa's hospitalization. Torres was suspended indefinitely. Before the playoffs began, it would have been safe to say that hockey seemed to be cleaning up its act, but now I guess not so much.
Well, they'll clean up their act if they suspend Rafi Torres for a year, because he is a recidivist offender on this sort of thing. He did it with Vancouver last year. He's done it in the playoffs here. The NHL can ill afford having its prime showcase at the end of the season and probably the most compelling postseason any sport has turned into a goon show.
Charlie, this show has been dedicated to the discussion of various venues in which our games have been or will be played. Have you a favorite stadium, arena, or park story to
yes,
share with us?
Yes, it's very odd, but my favorite venue for all sports in this country is Keeneland Racetrack in Kentucky.
Hmm.
It's like walking up a road into a bell jar from a more civilized time. and while Keeneland is my favorite current venue for any sport, my favorite all-time venue for a sport is departed, and oddly enough, would be celebrating its 100th anniversary this week if it was still standing, and that's Tiger Stadium in Detroit, which I always just adored going to.
One-time home of the Dead Milkmen.
I saw the Dead Milkmen at a game there when their biggest fan, Jim Whalewander, hit a couple of home runs, and Sparky Anderson said of the Dead Milkmen, "Them boys don't go out in the daylight very much."
As you know, baseball parks garner more than their share of sentimentality, but what about a football, hockey, or basketball venue to which you have a particular emotional attachment?
Well, I mean, I have a real emotional attachment to the old Milwaukee Arena, which is where I used to go watch Al McGuire and Marquette play when I was in college. Since then, the one I really fell in love with was Allen Fieldhouse at Kansas University, because before you go to the game, you can go to the cemetery and put a flower on James Naismith's grave.
All right. Finally, Charlie, you have before you a list of the allegedly 20 funniest stadium names of all time. Would you care to pick a favorite or three among them?
Well, I went through with some serious, you know, kind of criteria here. Like, for example, I don't think Middlefart Stadium is the best because it's actually located in a town called Middlefart.
Yeah.
So it really
you
can't do anything with that, okay? I really thought the Dripping Pan in England was you know, kind of icky thing, but mm-hmm. not too bad. But I think probably my favorite one is in Bern, Switzerland, where the young boys of Bern play at Wankdorf Stadium.
I have looked at this same list that you've been looking at, and I want to know why Craven Cottage isn't on it.
That's now, where's Craven Cottage?
That's in England. It is my favorite stadium name of all time. How can you? I mean, it sounds like where Harry Potter should have played, against Voldemort. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week here at Craven Cottage. I mean it, only a game. Thank you,
Charlie. Wankdorf Stadium.
And there used to be a ballpark where the field was warm and green.
Congratulations to Wanda Williamson-Mays, who has to be nicknamed Willie, Tom Cheatham, Bernie Anderson, Jerry Cordaro, and Annie Whitney for winning copies of John Grisham's new baseball novel, Calico Joe, in last week's Facebook Only a Game Like-a-Thon. This week, we're looking at sports venues past and present. If you'd like to see a photo of yours truly at the Polo Grounds when I was a very, very, very young New York baseball Giants fan, check out our new Facebook timeline at Only a Game Radio. Scroll to the bottom or click Start at the right-hand side of the page. And while you're there, tell us about your all-time favorite stadium or arena and why you love it. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio.
Rock candy and a great big 4th of July, with the fireworks exploding all across the summer sky.